but I
will bring
the oil.
The oil.
A lot of times,
I'll be the last session
of the night.
Oh, that's smart.
So I've kind of
that part
I thought of on my own,
because I'm like
with the cleanup,
everyone's
cool enough.
Where they're like,
you can shower before you head back home.
And then it's like,
I don't want to like
rush that.
Yeah.
And be like, let me clean up.
All right.
5 minutes.
5 minutes
before someone else comes. So it's usually
that's the last one.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And Feisty and I did our oil wrestling clip last. So. That was good.
but no, there's more. Like I said,
it's things.
I just thought everyone used baby oil.
I thought so too. And then she brought baby oil, and she was like, "Well, I couldn't find what I was actually looking for, so I just grabbed this." So she must know the good kind of oil too.
She does.
I'm gonna film with her. Not this weekend.
Next weekend.
Oh, nice.
So we filmed a few times.
So she knows.
And honestly, it was Hans.
Because growing up, being into oil wrestling.
You would just see from the 90s, 80s, it was like baby oil, wet and wild.
But I remember seeing his videos.
And you could tell.
It feels like they have the bodybuilder oil.
Where they're like shiny and glistening. But they're not like wet.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's where I kind of was like, hey.
What are you doing with that?
And so he told me.
So there's options, but I get it if it's not your thing either.
I just don't like stuff that's that messy.
You know what's funny?
What?
In other ways,
I'm with you.
But in this realm,
I love it.
Like in oil wrestling,
I've done mud wrestling.
Oh, it was so much fun. I have really sensitive eyes, so I'm always worried about something getting in my eye. So mud wrestling, like, there's no way that I would do that. And oil wrestling with Feisty, like, the only reason it worked out was because I think she completely stayed away from my face, which I was thankful for. And it didn't really get in my hair. So there was that, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just, like, a friendly match.
No. They've all been friends.
So I don't know what it'd be like if it was competitive oil.
I don't know if you really can do competitive in oil because, like, it's just so slippery.
It really is.
But it's great though. I love it.
Since you've become
rising up that ranking,
which you may not love to hear,
but you're gonna get that title. I feel it.
Of like queen of face sitting.
I'll take it.
You'll get it.
But there's one thing.
People have talked. And they've asked. And I wasn't sure I was asking you. And if it's weird for you,
I apologize.
But how do you feel about twerking?
I cannot twerk to save my life. I don't have that rhythm. It's sad, really. I mean, I was blessed with all this ass, and I can't do much with it.
But you could learn.
Can you? Because I tried. Yeah. Feisty tried to teach me.
Oh, recently.
Yes.
Not great lessons?
No, she was great. It's not. She was like, "Don't be so stiff," and I'm like, "That's like my middle name. I can't make that stop."
The stiffness?
The stiffness?
Yeah. Yes, I'm just, like, stiff and tense and, like, I don't know how to... I mean, maybe it does just take, like, a lot more practice, but... Typically, if I'm, like, horrible at something when I first try it, it makes me not want to try it again. So, that's kind of how I feel about twerking.
Gotcha.
But I've asked people.
Not even in session.
Just I work in my field.
You know, social work.
There's a lot of ladies I work with. So, becoming friends.
Twerking and social work?
Not doing work. but like
I become friends with a lot of ladies.
So when we're working,
I don't ask that.
I would hope not.
But they ask me questions.
Can you twerk? Because
A little bit.
I'll be honest.
So one friend, a couple friends saw me.
One night.
I was in a play.
Only one time.
That was in one.
And after the closing night.
The cast and crew have a party. And there's alcoholic beverages. and there was this pillar in the basement area. Where everyone was. And I don't know.
We were just talking, and I was swinging on it.
And they didn't know
that I have done this before.
But only a couple were down there.
But I started pole dancing.
but it was legit. And they were like, oh.
And then a couple other friends that I've worked with.
They were like, I kind of wouldn't mind singing that.
They weren't asking in a weird way, but they were just like...
They were surprised.
So.
Just for you, I'm going to take a twerk shop.
You should.
I'm going to find a twerk shop here, and I'm going to take it and see if they can teach me.
I guarantee you they would.
They would.
It's just because... I asked people who are stiff, people who aren't, and they all said they practice it.
I'm gonna do it.
So.
I'll figure it out.
There's a will. There's a way. So obviously, if Feisty, you asked her to help show you. This has been on your mind, or have
other people asked?
Oh, no, it's been on my mind. Like, I've been kind of bummed that I can't twerk half my life.
Probably half my life.
Since twerking got popular. I'm like, why can't I do that? I'm trying.
Now, like I mentioned, the liquid courage. Does that help?
Like, are you a good dancer?
I don't dance.
So you don't even try.
I'll dance around my apartment. I don't like being stared at when I'm doing something that makes me uncomfortable.
Right. If that makes sense.
It does. When I'm at a club, which I don't go to very often, but on the off chance that I'm in a club and people are dancing, like, I'm just a people watcher. I'll be the one creepily staring at people, but I don't want people staring at me.
You know what?
This is just me.
And not here to be advice.
Because I'm the same way.
I don't like being looked at. But I guess.
In certain atmospheres.
I kind of realize.
We're all pretty vain.
So unless we have like a viral moment. Where we trip and fall down some stairs. Like people really aren't looking at you.
Oh yes, they are.
I really don't think so.
I really think they are.
So if you're at a wedding,
and everyone is dancing, and there's the bride and all that.
You really think the room's looking at you.
Not the whole room. But like, I don't want to look stupid for however many people are looking at me. And then they'll be like, oh, look at that girl. Like, she can't dance. Like, why is she out there? You know, I don't know. I know nobody cares. They may be looking, but they probably don't care. But in my mind, in my mind, they are just ridiculing me.
No, I guarantee you. There's two things.
Two things.
And this is from...
And this is from...
I don't know a lot.
I don't know a lot. But right? I know this. But I know this.
If people,
it's not gonna be the whole. Unless, like I said,
I tell people, if you have a viral moment, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Yeah, they're looking at you.
Like when I tell people, like
when I tell people, like who are nervous about going to the gym,
I go, no one's gonna look at you.
I go, now if you trip on the treadmill,
everyone's gonna look at you.
Yeah.
People are staring.
I'm gonna remember that you were the person that tripped on the treadmill.
Right. So I'm
right. So I'm like just.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Just don't trip on the treadmill. Yeah.
Yeah. Just watch out for that.
But
for you, in a club,
I know you don't go often.
Or like a wedding.
I don't go
Something like that. But I'm thinking of places where you dance with people. Not just in your apartment.
Obviously, like country dancing is a big thing down here. And I used to go quite a bit. And for some reason, like that kind of dancing, I'm fine with. It's just like hip hop R&B or not R&B, but like hip hop club stuff and twerking that I can't.
Do you like hip hop?
Do you like hip hop?
I do, yeah. I like listening to it.
I love it because
the country's
choreographed.
Like, I didn't do so many of the line dances. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But two-stepping. Like, I would two-step as long as the dance partner that asked me was a good dancer. Like, I'd watch to see, like, who was good at leading. Because I have to have a strong leader. Otherwise, I'll end up dragging them around the dance floor. And that's not what I want.
I think it just really takes low practice.
I'm gonna work on it.
And I think the
next time I come on your show, I'm gonna be like, guess what I learned?
I hope so. Because you know what it is? I'm not a great dancer. But I remember watching
Hitch.
Uh-huh.
With Will Smith and Kevin James.
And when he gave that line, it was just keep it simple. Just rock back and forth.
I'm like,
that's what you do.
Okay, but I can do that.
That's what you gotta do.
But that's not what people do in the club.
A lot of times, yeah. If you watch the club, the floor. That's a lot of times with girls.
Now there's the people who are in the middle.
And they're doing crazy stuff. That's okay.
It's cool, cheer on.
But I'm never getting in the middle.
No.
I would never advise you.
I mean, unless you
feel the courage to do it.
I wouldn't be like.
Yeah, Madison.
Go into the
middle.
The middle.
It's like you dance around the outside.
I would literally rather. There's a lot of things I would rather do than go into the middle of a dance floor with a bunch of people just like standing around watching.
I'm with you.
But I guarantee.
If you're dancing,
and not in the middle,
people are looking at you, like
whoever,
however they're attracted to.
They're looking at you, thinking she's really pretty. She's beautiful.
Maybe they are. I'm not saying they're thinking something negative. But like, what if they are looking at me thinking that, and then I fall on my ass or on my face? Then they're like, okay, she's really clumsy. Like, I'm not interested anymore.
Please. Because also.
All right. All right.
So I'll tell you. That same night.
That same night I did the pole dance.
There's one of the stage crew members. She was like in high school. And me and her got friendly, as friends.
And so she came up to me.
And she's like,
I like to sing.
I'm nervous in front of people.
Am I weird?
And I go, no.
I feel the same way.
Everyone's doing karaoke.
And I'm like,
if you don't want to, that's cool.
No one's going to laugh at you. No one's going to judge you.
And then she was like, thanks.
She's walking away. And I go, hold on, Julia.
By the way.
Everyone's drinking.
They're not going to remember this.
So do whatever the hell you want.
Because they're not remembering it.
That's a good piece of advice. Karaoke is also something I absolutely stay away from.
Oh, I love it.
I hate it. I love watching it sometimes, but as far as singing, no. Absolutely.
If everyone was sober,
we're like a competition.
It'd be my worst nightmare.
but as you probably have seen, maybe you know.
When you get those substances, or you get that liquid courage in people, everything changes.
I still absolutely would not. Like, there's not enough alcohol. I would get alcohol poisoning before I'd ever get enough alcohol in me to be comfortable on a stage singing.
I hear you.
I'm just saying, I had to learn that.
People aren't really watching as much as you think. And also, when you're at the spots we're talking about,
when they start drinking.
They're not really looking at it like that lady over there.
Her dance steps
are really off.
They're not thinking that.
They're probably looking at you thinking. Especially a guy.
Being that I am a guy.
What guy is like?
Look at those dance steps. She's doing that two step completely wrong.
She's leaning on her left.
No guy's doing that.
He's thinking she's hot.
I want to talk to her.
He's like, that's it.
She's hot. I'm really nervous.
I need another drink.
So I can talk to her.
Well, apparently they don't ever get enough of them because the only ones that come talk to me are like the creepy old ones.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
No, I'm not knocking it.
I'm just saying.
Guys are cowards.
So they see someone attractive and confident.
And has like, oh, she could kick my butt too. Like, guys can be cowards.
Not all of them.
Yeah, not the creepy old ones. They got nothing to lose. They're like, whatever. I'm gonna go say hi.
Ask her for her number. But see, that's also, look at it.
I got you.
You're just standing there, watching.
People watching.
Creepy old guy.
That's his window.
If you're dancing,
then it's a little different.
Or you could do that. When you're standing, you're just a sitting target. That's where the creepy guys prey on that.
All right, you convinced me to learn how to twerk.
That's what we do here.
That's what we do here.
Get people out the comfort zones.
And get people just doing some stuff. Doing some stuff.
Wait till I see Feisty next weekend.
Madison's gonna learn.
She's probably gonna be so happy. Like, I tried to teach her. I tried.
She'll be like, no, don't fight. She can do it.
She's gonna practice.
That's what I told her.
I need more than a 5 minute class. I need the whole hour.
There's classes.
I don't know. I'm gonna find one.
Very class.
Because I can see.
When I watched that last All-Star Studio video.
It night and day
from that first grappling girls video I saw you in.
Totally different person.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And how loose you were, and
how comfortable you were.
So like, you can do it.
You can do it
because you're already doing it.
Sort of.
That's sort of, definitely. You're doing it. That's why I asked those questions.
Because I've seen, you know, I buy the clips for sale. I buy the clips for sale. I don't just bootleg them. I spend my money.
So it's legal.
but it's like.
Yeah, I've watched your video.
And they're awesome. That last one was like, whoa, it's different.
The look was different.
But even more like the comfort, the attitude, the confidence.
I've definitely gotten a lot more comfortable in videos, for sure.
In a year and a half ago.
Would you have said that?
No. Mm-hmm. No. The first time I did a video, I was like, oh God, this is scary. Like, I'm never doing this again. And then, bam. A year and a half later. Here we are.
Look at that.
I'm just saying. I think it's coming.
I'll work on it.
You'll come on and you'll be like, you were right. I'll be like that proud student, that proud teacher.
I believed in you.
I knew it.
But no.
This was awesome.
This was so much fun talking with you.
And I guess whenever you're gonna start the clip for sale store or anything. I'll definitely hype it up.
Sweet, that would be awesome.
So for the amazing Curves and Chaos slash Mistress Madison slash future twerker. I'm D-Rock.
And thank you guys for listening to After Hours.